Hey man, welcome to all. As I sit here and I'm looking at the audience, in a sense, the audience, I see this chapel. And we've all come here for peace. As I tell you, we need peace. You know, there's an old song that went like this. If we ever needed the Lord before, help me finish that now, y'all. If we ever needed the Lord before, we sure enough. Y'all in the North don't talk that way, do you? Sure enough, we sure enough, I think we can all say we sure enough need the Lord more. We need him now, for he is our help. He is our shepherd. He is our guide. He's our peace. Oh, what a wonderful peace we have. And he just, we can depend on him. We can't depend on this world, the world in which we live. There's not too much peace. There's a lot of violence and war and hatred and assassinations, even killing people who are trying to get something to eat. Horrible, horrible world we live in. But thanks be to God for Jesus Christ. Thank God that we have a peace that transcends and supersedes all evil. And sometimes evil thinks it has won. But in the end, God is the winner. We got a peace that surpasses all understanding. In fact, in John, the 14th chapter, verse 27, talks about God is our peace. A peace, he says, my peace I leave with you. My peace. We don't have to have and depend on anybody else to protect us, but it's God. He is our shield. He is our peace. He says, my peace I give you. Now, maybe you've never had very many gifts, but I'm telling you, besides salvation, which we hopefully will get into in future sermons, there's no greater peace. There's no greater gift that God could give us other than his peace. That transcends and supersedes all peace. Christ is our life. And he is with us now and forevermore. And he wants us to not be afraid. He wants us to focus on him. And we have an old saying that goes, I got this. You ever have a sports activity, baseball, basketball, and maybe your team is not really winning? And what does the coach say? Don't worry about it, son. I got this. Well, listen, God's got this. He is our peace. We don't have to worry as the world does. Do not let your hearts be troubled. It's kind of hard, isn't it? When you see all the things that's going around you, maybe things in your neighborhood, maybe things in our nation. Do not let your heart be troubled. And I find that the more I focus on God, the less worried I am and less concerned I am. Because he tells us, do not be troubled and do not be afraid. Focus on God. The title of this sermon is God's Peace. Have we ever needed before? We need God's peace. And the title of this sermon is God's Peace. I pray for myself and for us all that we would experience God's peace. And Father, we ask you now that you would bless us and keep us, that we would be able to experience the power of your hand, of your, oh, peace that just wraps your arms around us. And saying, hey, daughter, hey, son, don't worry. I got this. I am with you. The text on peace that we're going to talk about today and are talking about is taken from John 14, verse 27. Could we turn there, please? Let's put that on the screen. John 14, verse 27. This is what Jesus has written directly to you, has spoken directly to me and you through his word. He says, I leave with you my peace. You see, Jesus is gone. He's in heaven. He says, wait. My peace I give you. Christ is our life. I do not give it to you as the world gives, because the world gives and don't take away. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Many times my heart is troubled because it's on the wrong thing. It's not on the peace and the peacemaker, which is Jesus Christ. Don't let your hearts be troubled. We sometimes open the door for the enemy to come in and shake us up, rather than looking at what God has provided for us. He says, don't be troubled. Do not be afraid. In other words, focus on God. That's where our focus should be. Jesus is our peace. And let me tell you again, it is a peace that passes all understanding. All of the plots of the enemy, all of the trials and difficulties of this world, Jesus has got it beat. On the cross, and we'll get into that hopefully in a week or two, he died on the cross to give us peace, and a peace that never ends, that can never, ever be taken away. So let us rest. And Father, I just pray that you'd help me, my brothers and sisters, all of us, no matter what we see and what we go through, to realize that you are greater. And just your word can handle it all. And you've given us your word, that you give us the peace, even though we don't understand it. It surpasses that. So do bless us, Lord. Help us to trust you and help us to live in peace. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We've got some other things that I want to play right now. I want us to look at a song. Let's play that song right now. And what a blessing we have to have God's peace. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for your peace that transcends all peace, the peace of peace. You are the Prince of Peace, Jesus. Thank you for being that to us. Let us turn to Matthew 26. As we prepare to partake of the body and the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Through his body and his blood, we are sealed. We're sealed with his blessing. We're sealed with his life that he gave for us. In verse 26 of Matthew 26, they were all around Jesus, wondering if it would be this one or that one that would be betray him. It was Judas. And he said, yes, it is you. And while they were eating, Jesus took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples. That same Jesus who lives within us, that same Jesus has given his life for us. He broke that bread and gave it to us through the Spirit. And now we're going to break this bread and we're going to eat of it, saying, take and eat. This is my body. This is real, brothers and sisters. You say, well, how is it that a piece of bread can become the body of Christ? I don't know the answer to that. That's way beyond my understanding. Along with that peace that transforms and just gone way beyond anything that I can imagine. And he gave it to his disciples saying, take and eat. This is my body. Not only is this his body for us, we are the body of Christ. We are his body. And he walks with us and he talks with us. He protects us. He guides us. He leads us. He is a part of us. He is our life. And then he took the cup. And he gave thanks, and he offered it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant. Yes, it is real. Is it flesh and blood that you can touch right now and eat right now? No. But the reality of it is even greater. This is the life guaranteed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is his blood of the covenant, which is poured out. Notice, is a covenant that has been made. This is a covenant poured out for the forgiveness of sins. It has washed away all of our sins, past, present, and future. What a blessing we have, and what a peace we should have, even as we sometimes think about our past, think about our sins that we have made, the mistakes we have made. And he comes around and he puts his arm around us. He says, "Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Whatever your name may be, oh, Earl, don't you fear. For you have my peace. You have my forgiveness. Forever and ever, you are cleansed and you watch and you're holy." This is what God offers to us. He wants us to believe this. This wonderful, wonderful blessing of peace. But we don't have to worry about sin. We are strengthened by faith, and we receive this communion of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ now. In his name, we receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. And as we eat and drink, we will listen to the song, "Find My Peace." And Father, we ask you to bless this bread now and bless this wine, and let us be inspired, let us be uplifted, and let us rejoice that you are our peace, that you are our Father and our God. Thank you. Amen.
Come near to me, closer to me, Jesus. Don't let me go, no other help I know, Jesus, Jesus. Darkness flee, Jesus. I know I can do anything as you strengthen me, Jesus. So when the enemy tries to come for me,
Jesus, Jesus. easy. You are still God, and that's never changing. In the midst of my fear and my indecision, you are my focus, fixed in my vision. When I look around and everything's crazy, you are still God. That's never changing. In the midst of my fear and my indecision, you are still God. And you'll always. Never changing.
Jesus.